You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Jessica Lee Libos, who's community editor of Connect Savannah. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Emily.
Also with us is Mia Amini, a DJ for G100. Hi, Mia.
Hey.
And there's plenty this weekend, starting tonight with a cabaret.
Well, the Key Change Cabaret has moved to its glorious new venue at the Savannah Golf Club at the Ben Tucker Memorial Pavilion. I got to go last week. It's stupendous. The sound's great. The performances are great. This week, they are presenting an homage to Johnny Mercer called Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home. And Natasha Drina, Trey Gurley, Roger Moss, and Eddie Wilson's back in town. It is going to be an amazing show. Every single one of these shows should sell out. Really beautiful music.
Also on Thursday, a couple of Savannah's women's organizations have their big events.
Hashtag always about girl power and woman power. So the Junior League of Savannah, they're looking for amazing women that would like to volunteer and get more involved in helping Savannah. You can come out to the Kayak Cafe, 6:30 to 8:30 tonight, and learn more about being involved in that. And then the other thing I love, if you're looking for a date, well, you can just get one for a good cause with the Savannah Jaycees downtown at Savannah Smiles. That will start at 7 o'clock tonight.
Great. And then there's also some theater all weekend long.
All weekend long, Thursday through Sunday, the Savannah Stage Company is presenting Working. It's a musical that's based on Studs Terkel's interviews with working people in the mid part of the 19th century. And the Savannah Stage Company won Connect Savannah's Best Director, Best Theater Company. They are presenting some really groundbreaking work in the city, and they're going to be at Starlandia Space Station. So I hope everybody is going to check that out. There's Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights at 8 o'clock, and a matinee on Sunday at 2.
Then on Friday, we've got an exciting local hip-hop act.
So your kids, I know it's almost back to school time. This is a perfect event, the Make Me Dance Tour that stars Savannah's own Flage. If you don't go and see her now, I promise you, you'll pay hundreds of dollars to see her in the future. She's bringing to town with her some other great young and up-and-coming stars, Salento, the Taylor Girls. It's all about Make Me Dance. So if you're a parent, just think you're going to burn calories when you take your kid to the Civic Center Friday night, too.
Also on Friday, there's something that's really not for the kids, but will be a lot of fun.
So we all love the 90s, Saved by the Bell. The 90s are cool all over again. And the Savannah Sweet Tea's Burlesque are dedicating their show Friday night at the Jinx to that era of screech and you name it all Friday night.
You can bring the kids with you, though, on Saturday exactly. To the Children's Museum.
Well, yes, children are definitely welcome at the Children's Museum.
I should think.
For Splash Fest. They're teaming up with Armstrong and the UGA Marin Education Center and to learn all about terrapin turtles.
Also on Saturday, you can head out to the baseball field.
Everyone likes to go bananas. So this Saturday night at Grayson Stadium, shameless plug, it's G100's night along with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Savannah's night. Now, the nice part is if you're still looking for tickets, you can actually reach out to Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Savannah and they still have tickets. Come out. And I love it because you'll also be fighting brain cancer at the same time and blood cancers, excuse me.
And then finally, on Sunday, there is some art and music all combined.
So 2 to 7 at Mother Matilda Park, 500 East Broad Street, you can experience the Indigo's Art, Music, and Soul Festival, and it's completely family-friendly, too.
It is. I want to add that there is a giveaway for school supplies if anybody is in need. And I also want to point out that I think we had a venue change from what's going on in Connect Savannah. It says we're at the festival's at Lake Mare, but it is at Mother Matilda Beasley Park downtown.
All right. Well, Jessica Lee Libos, community editor of Connect Savannah, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Emily.
And Mia Amini of G100, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.